This fall, Kangikinak is set to install a lithium-ion battery in its utility system that could replace more than half the village's electric and heating needs with wind energy. For more than 4 years, about a third of the village's energy has come from this renewable resource. On Tuesday, a group called the Alaska Microgrid Partnership met in person for the first time and traveled to Kangikinak to see this rare rural Alaska phenomenon and how it works up close.
Some communities don't have the capacity to keep those systems running or to operate them or even build them or refine them. And it was pretty clear today that Kangikinak surely has the capability to do that. They're very proud of what they have, and they're able to operate the system, and they're working to continue to improve it.
Dennis Miners leads Intelligent Energy Systems, the company that designed Kangikinak's wind system. His company is part of the Alaska Microgrid Partnership, a group that also includes National Energy Labs, the Department of Energy, the University of Alaska, and the Renewable Energy Alaska Project.
The goal is to define how far we can go with renewables, energy efficiency, and energy conservation together in reducing the use of fossil fuels, lowering energy costs, and creating jobs.
The Microgrid Partnership is designing models to post online that can be used by any rural Alaska community to reach these goals. They're using two communities to create the models: Chafornak, which they believe could run largely off wind, and Shugnak, which could do the same with solar energy. The project does not include funding to install these systems, but Chafornak has secured federal funding from another source and should receive 3 wind turbines by 2019. The Alaska Microgrid Partnership started last year and will end in September if federal funding isn't renewed.